the new does at your store.
Now the everything soap does even more.
Does a whiter, cleaner wash for you.
It extra duty does for you.
Hello there, we've been waiting for you. It's time to play Truth or Consequences. Truth or Consequences, the show that does everything on the air, brought to you by the soap that does everything in your wash, the new Does with the extra duty formula. Hermosa Beach, California gave our Truth or Consequences seal, who swam the English Channel, a gigantic homecoming parade. And here's the fellow who rode in an open car with our hero, Ralph, throw him another herring, Edwards.
Yes, thousands of enthusiastic fans of Pierre CEO and turned out at Hermosa Beach, California and Marine Land of the Pacific to welcome our channel, Swimming Seal. See it in your newspapers and newsreels at your theaters. Now, hello, what is your name?
Irene Zetz.
Miss what?
Mrs. Irene Zetz.
Hello, Mrs. Zetz. How are you this evening, Mrs. Zetz?
I'm fine. How are you, Mr. Edwards?
Well, I'm fine, Mrs. Zetz. Where are you from?
Originally from Youngstown, Ohio, now of Fontana, California.
What is your occupation?
Housewife.
Well, Mrs. Zetz, when we interviewed you in the audience, you told us you had a relative that you could call on the telephone. Is that right?
That's right.
Who is the relative?
Aunt Margaret Maher, M-A-H-R-E-R, 361 South, 361 Fairgreen Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh, that's how she moved, I bet. Well, she lives there now. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's right.
Well, inasmuch as we ask you your question in the warm-up, remember, and you missed it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, supposing you go to our telephone room backstage now and have the operator try to get your aunt on the telephone, will you?
Okay,
just go back there with Ed Bailey and Phil Davis, and then we'll have your call transferred here on stage, and you'll talk to your aunt from here now, quickly, right out there. When you get back, we'll tell you the rest of your consequence. She's gone, she can't hear what's going to happen to her. Now, during our half-hour warm-up period, when we interviewed Mrs. Zetz, we asked her to read a part in a playlet with me. But what she didn't know was that all the speeches she read in this playlet were being recorded, and mine weren't. Now, hand me that playlet again. Oh, thank you, Fred Carney. Now, Mrs. Zetz read the first line this way. Play the record, boys.
Hello.
Now, my next line, which was not recorded, was, Maisie, I'm glad you came. I have a present for you. And Mrs. Zetz answered,
well, for heaven's sake, what a surprise.
See, now we recorded that. And another time I said, how's the dog? You puppy, I think I said. Have you still got him? And here's the recording of her answer.
Yes, he's getting older every day. Keeps running around the house with his tail between his legs.
Yes. All right. Now, there were other speeches there. She said, I went on to ask him about father. He said, he's the same. He keeps asking about you. Only the other day he mentioned your name. And then I asked her about the dog and so forth. And I say, well, he's a cutie. What's his name again? I keep forgetting all the time. And she says, oh, come now. Don't act so dumb. What's the matter with you anyway? Are you getting your old trouble back again, talking to yourself? Another time she said, you heard me, you old goon. Then finally, the last thing she says, I said, why, you're not Maisie. I've been double-crossed. Who are you anyway? You sound like a lunatic. And Mrs. Zetz, in recording it earlier in the warm-up, said, I'm you, you dope, and you are me, and we are one. Don't you recognize you? Now, you folks in the audience remember are all doing all that, don't you? Just a few minutes ago, I wanted to put our audience up to date on that. Now listen very carefully. When Mrs. Zetz comes back on stage, ready to talk long distance to her aunt in Youngstown, Ohio, the voice she will hear will not be the voice of her aunt, but her very own voice in the speeches of the playlet we previously recorded, so that instead of talking to her aunt, she actually will be talking to herself, you see. Now, don't anyone give the gag away or bring her back in.
Are we devils to do this?
All right, now let's have Mrs. Zetz. Johnny Pollock, turn on the microphone. I'll walk over here to the telephone. Is the call being transferred on stage? Mrs. Zetz, they say the call is transferred here. Now, you just sit right there at the phone. That's it. Now, you all set to talk to your aunt?
Yes.
Do you think she'll be excited?
If she's as excited as I am, she will be, yes.
All right. Now, don't tell her you're on Truth or Consequences until the end, will you?
No.
All right. We want to hear how she reacts when you tell her that she's been on Coast to Coast over NBC for Does. Okay, pick up the receiver and say hello. Say hello first. That's it.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Well, tell her who you are. Go ahead.
Is this Aunt Margaret?
No, you tell her who you are.
This is Irene calling. Hello? Well, for heaven's sake, what a surprise.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
What do you mean?
That's the same thing I said on the... to you.
Oh, yeah.
Is that speech done?
Yes.
Oh, now, don't pull the wool over our eyes. Who are you trying to kid here?
What, are you turning the consequences? Go ahead and talk to her again. Are you sure?
Sure. I heard my voice. I made a recording once at home.
Yeah. Hello. Wait a minute. Hello.
Now, go ahead. Ask her. I tell you what you do. I want you to be sure about this now. Don't throw us a curve like this, you know. You may be kidding. Ask her how she's feeling.
How are you feeling, Aunt Margaret?
Wonderful. This is so exciting. What'll I tell my friends? What'll I tell the family?
Why, what do you mean that's you?
That's what I said to you on that paper I read right over here.
What, did you think we were making a recording then?
Well, I don't know, but that isn't my Aunt Margaret talking to me.
Where is your Aunt Margaret?
She's at 361 Fairgreen Avenue.
There you are. All right, then. Now, ask her how everybody is at home now, and don't kid us now, because we...
Aunt Margaret, how's Doc?
How's everybody?
How's everybody, Aunt Margaret?
Fine. What have you been doing with yourself?
Oh. This is awfully silly. That's me, I know.
You know, I think she believes this is what we did on the thing. Down here.
How come she doesn't talk?
Huh?
She won't talk.
She won't?
No.
Well, sure she will.
Listen,
just go
ahead. Margaret.
Go ahead.
Where's Doc? I want to talk to Doc.
Ask her how her uncle is.
Not her uncle. That's her husband, Doc.
All right, ask her how her husband is. Ask her how her husband is.
How is your husband?
How's Doc?
How's Doc, Aunt Margaret?
He's the same. He keeps asking about you. Only the other day he mentioned
you.
No.
Who's kidding?
What is it, Aunt Margaret? Say that again. I can't hear you.
Tell her to talk up a little bit.
Talk up a little bit, will you? That isn't Aunt Margaret. That isn't.
What?
Hello? And nobody wants to talk.
How do you like that? Well, I tell you what, I wish I knew a way to get out of this, you know, but I think that's going to be the end of it. Hey? Well, wait a minute. I tell you what, skip to the last one, Mother. Why don't you ask her this now? This will really seal it now. Mm-hmm. You really think this is you, eh?
Yes.
All right, if this last speech isn't you...
Oh, I don't want that last speech to say. I told you.
Here, you take this microphone. You're a better MC than I am.
Hello, Aunt Margaret. I'll do the darn act. You be the MC now. Go ahead, talk to me then. Ask me something.
What's
We're going to get this last line in, boys. Why don't you ask me? Why? Ask her, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Ask her who it is. Could tell me to say that. Ask her who it is.
Ask her who it is.
Who is it? Who is it? This is the way it should run.
Oh, come, don't act so dumb. What's the matter with you anyway? Are you getting your old trouble back again, talking to yourself?
Now, who's that?
That's you.
No! You know, I can believe that, all my... Come on, Mr. Scott. Doggone you, you really grew up a curve, didn't you?
I guess I did.
They grow them smart in Youngstown, Ohio, don't they? I can say that. My wife is from there. Well, at any rate...
Is she? From where?
Oh, she's from over on Volney Road.
Honestly?
Yeah, over at the place over there, you know.
Oh, that's where the rich...
This may be a better act than this was, you know. All right, at any rate, that is what? That is number 17, isn't it? That is the 17th time there's been a boomerang thrown at Truth or Consequences.
Well, I'm awfully sorry. I didn't mean a boomerang, but I knew that was me talking back.
Please, we're happy that you do. That means we're going to run another 3 years. Now, that was you. You read the speeches in the playlist, of course. We don't have to tell you how it was done. We sure had a lot of fun. You're a wonderful sport, and thank you for being the highly intelligent, good gal that you are. Now, go backstage and put through a real telephone call to your aunt, will you?
Oh, okay. Are you sure this isn't going to boomerang on
you? Thank you. Oh, wait a minute. Go over to the Does cashier and collect your prize. And thank you, Mrs. Set. You're a wonderful, sweet gal. We need it. Hey, come on. Oh, me. Oh, my.
Hi.
It happens. It happens.
Hi, Ralph. Hi.
Oh, you're around here now. Extra duty Wilcox.
Okay, fellas. Okay, fellas. Put it right down there.
What's that?
A washing machine, of course.
Oh, of course. Every radio show must have a washing machine.
Look, I'm going to do a wash right on stage to demonstrate the new Extra Duty Does. You know, only Does, of all leading wash day package soaps, has the new Extra Duty formula.
That means never before could you get such whiteness with so much safety for colors.
But, Harlow, you won't have time to do a whole wash now. The lady took up all that.
Well, wait a minute. How am I going to show everybody how extra white this extra duty does gets towels and linen?
Why not just say they're the whitest does washes ever?
But, Ralph, it's a whiteness beyond anything that was once thought possible.
I know.
And besides, I want to show how much cleaner new does gets the grimiest work clothes. Cleaner than it ever did before. And yet, with all that, this same extra duty does wonders for the prettiest colors in the wash. It's safest for those colors, you know. Safest of all leading wash day package soap.
I know, Harlow, but you can't do a wash now.
Well, then, ladies, you do a wash and see for yourself all the extras you get with this new extra duty does. Never before such whiteness with so much color safety. Does everything.
The big red box is the same, but inside is the new does with the extra duty formula. Get it, everybody!
Righto!
Mrs. Satch. Hello, Miss Satch. How are you doing? It's good. Wonderful to have you here tonight, Mrs. Satch.
Now stand by across the nation. It's time for Laughing Boy. Yes, who is Laughing Boy? Remember, Laughing Boy is a famous personality. You've seen his face, you've heard his voice, one of America's outstanding figures. And if you can identify Laughing Boy when we talk with you on Truth or Consequences, you'll win $2,500 in cash. During the week, Laughing Boy calls somebody in the United States on the telephone. We make a recording of Laughing Boy's conversation with you, and each Saturday night on Truth or Consequences, we again call that person on the telephone. All right, listen carefully now to Laughing Boy in a recorded conversation made last Thursday when Laughing Boy pretended he was a baby photographer. Listen, did you receive this call?
Hello? Is this Mrs. Lincoln Kilbourne of Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
Huh?
Well, this is the Video Photographic Studio, and this is Mr. Video speaking. I've been told that you have a new set of twins at your house, and I would like to come over and photograph them.
Oh, I have no twins.
You don't have twins?
No.
This is Mrs. Lincoln Kilbourne, isn't it?
Yes.
Are you sure that you don't have twins running around the house somewhere?
No.
Well, I'm awfully sorry. I guess I've gone stark mad. Well, as I always say, what the hey?
All right, now we'll speak with the lady with whom Laughing Boy conversed. We contacted this lady a few moments ago so she could hear the conversation, recall it, and be ready to attempt identification. Here we go. Hello. Is this Mrs. Lincoln Kilbourne of 3647 South 14th Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin? This is Ralph Edwards of Truth or Consequences. Hello, Mrs. Kilbourne. Thanks for allowing us to play this over the air for our listening audience while you were hearing it on your telephone. Did you recognize that conversation just played? All right, if you can identify Laughing Boy correctly, you win $2,500 in cash, Mrs. Kilbourne of Milwaukee. You're allowed only one answer, so think carefully. Who is Laughing Boy? Just a guess. You say Milton Berle? You say Milton Berle? Miss Kilbourne? Milton Berle is Laughing Boy! You win $2,500! Hey! Hey! Oh, stand by there, Mrs. Kilbourne. 3647 South 14th Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's terrific. When did you finally identify him? When did you think you knew that he was... Yes? Yes? You thought what? I see. Well, that's wonderful. You were right on the nose. Laughing Boy was certainly no mystery to you, Mrs. Kilbourne. Now, we want to extend our heartfelt thanks to Milton Berle for being our Truth or Consequences Laughing Boy. Milton Berle is truly America's Laughing Boy, for he's been making America laugh for all of his 36 years in show business. They call him the Coaxial Gable and Public Energy Number One. Milton Berle is probably the most energetic entertainer in the world. You've seen him in vaudeville for years, in nightclubs, theaters from coast to coast, in the Ziegfeld Follies and Earl Carroll's Vanities. You've seen him in countless motion pictures and in his fabulously successful television show. With a weekly radio and television show and personal appearances, he still finds time to write a daily newspaper column and breeze his way through hundreds of benefits every year. Milton Berle recently ad-libbed his way through a 16-hour telecast to raise over $1 million for the Damon Runyon Cancer Fund. Mrs. Kilburn of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Milton Berle is truly a Laughing Boy. Yes, indeed, with a heart as big as his laugh. Thank you very much. Now, Mrs. Kilbourne, let me say this, too, that Milton Berle's great talent to make the nation laugh and Laughing Boy will keep us all laughing in his new Warner Brothers picture, Always Leave Them Laughing. And each week, remember, he left them laughing. That was one of the clues. He spoke often of Mother, of Gas and Oil, his sponsor, Texaco. He mentioned TV last week, and Mr. TV, and Texicano Berlianza was another clue. So Mrs. Lincoln Kilborn, 3647 South 14th Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You hit it right on the head. And we say thanks again, Milton Berle, for playing Laughing Boy. And we know you'll always leave them laughing. We'll be looking for that picture. And thanks to you, Mrs. Kilborn. Are you pretty excited? Okay, well, you have $2,500 in cash on its way to you. Thank you. Good night. And good night to all the wonderful people in Chief and all over the country. Hello.
Hello, Ralph.
How are you? What is your first name?
Lillian Miller. Lillian Dorothy Miller from Boston.
Lillian Miller, Lillian Dorothy Miller. Do you go on from there, Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Do you know Mrs. Setz from Youngstown, Ohio, over here?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, Mrs. Miller, miss this, and we have a little consequence, okay? Okay, listen very carefully. What anniversary? How have you been, all right?
Fine, thank you.
Yes. Where are you from originally?
From Boston.
Oh, you said Boston, didn't you?
Yes.
Did you live there much of the time?
Yes, I did. I left there in 1927.
Oh, you were a young girl then, of course,
yes,
and just going out in the world. All right. What anniversary will be observed all over the world this coming Monday, October 21st? What anniversary will be observed all over the world this coming Monday, October 21st? 24th. I'm sorry. October 24th.
October
by the way, you said, why I said first, you said you were celebrating a first anniversary.
Yes, today's my first anniversary. I'm in town 1 year today.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mrs. Miller. What? Well, now you don't have to criticize like that, Beulah. What anniversary will be observed all over this the world this coming Monday, October 24th? United Nations Day, the fourth anniversary of the United Nations Charter, the UN, and the cause of true and lasting peace can best be helped by everyone learning all he can about it, its problems, and how it seeks to solve them. We should tell the people of other lands that our country will work increasingly to achieve the high purpose of the United Nations Charter. Isn't that right, Miss Miller?
That's right.
Or Mrs. Miller?
Miss.
I'm terribly sorry.
I was going to say it was my sister's birthday.
Oh, what, the day the United Nations came
in?
Oh, that's a couple of big events. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, October 24th, not only the United Nations Day, but Miss Miller's sister's birthday. All right. Now, Miss Miller, have you ever made an after-dinner speech? Have you ever been a woman Toastmaster?
No.
Never have. You know what a Toastmaster is, don't you?
Make a speech.
Well, it's a piece of bread that jumps up and makes toast saying, I'm done. No, that's a joke, isn't that, Mrs. Miller? Are you from Boston?
I'm from Boston.
Well, laugh it up a little, kid. All right. Tonight, Miss Miller, you are going to be a Toastmaster with the greatest Toastmaster of them all. Do you know who that is? It's the man she probably does. Been here a year. Do you know who it is?
No, I don't.
It's the man who made the after-dinner speech a national event. 20th Century Fox's great producer, the Toastmaster General of the United States, George Jessel. And here he is. Come on, George. Come on this side, right into here. Hello, George. Well,
thank
George.
Oh, how are you, Mrs. Miller?
Fine, thank you.
You know who you remind me of? Oh. Mrs. Zetz's aunt in Youngstown.
Well, we'll start off with a speech. I want to thank the members of the Dental Floors Twisters of California.
Now, wait a minute, George, please.
And I want to ask Mrs.
Right.
Kilborn.
Never mind.
To lend me some money.
George, what? Do you like that guy? He makes an after-dinner speech at the drop of a grapefruit.
Well, Ralph, there is much more to an after-dinner speech than the grapefruit that gets in your eye. You know that, don't you?
You don't mind all these jokes going over your head around like this, do you, Miss Miller?
No, I enjoy them.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good Boston laugh we got there. Well, we're not just ready for that, Georgia, yet. First, I want you to meet our charming contestant here, Miss Lillian Dorothy Miller.
Yeah.
Lillian Dorothy Miller.
Beacon Hill.
And you've been here for 1 year today?
I've been here a year.
And it'll soon be your sister's birthday?
My sister's birthday.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And I'll be bar mitzvah week after next. I'm glad to see you.
Yeah.
That reminds me of a story, Mrs. Miller. There was once a giant named Daryl Zanuck.
No, wait a minute, George. Not yet. We want you to work your after-dinner speech in a consequence that we have here for you with Miss Miller tonight, you see.
Oh, I see.
You and Miss Miller are going to be dual Toastmasters. Oh. Here on stage, we have a long table. Excuse me, Miss Miller. Let's take you and Georgia Jessel over to the table here. Johnny, turn on the microphone. You sit over there, George, and you sit here, Miss Miller. And in the middle, you'll see that we have a real electric toasting machine. You've seen them, of course. You press the plunger down, and when you do, you let it cook a little while, toast, and boom, the Toastmaster jumps up and the toast is all done. All right, now we're all set to go. Georgia, you're going to start off your after-dinner speech as Toastmaster, but when the toast pops up, Miss Miller will pop up also and continue the speech in a very loud voice, Miss Miller. You understand? You will continue the speech exactly where Georgie Jessel left off.
Wherever I leave off, Miss Miller starts it.
That's right, and wherever Miss Miller leaves off...
I get it.
Yeah. wonder he's a great producer, the way the guy thinks like that. All right, Georgia, you jump up and try to get back on your speech from where Miss Miller left off.
Huh? You know, I think I could jump up faster if I was in the Toastmaster machine.
No, it'll be all right, Georgia, as it is. Now, but you wouldn't brown as well either, you see, that way. All right.
He wouldn't brown as well?
No, he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't.
All right. You still remind me of Mrs. S's aunt.
All right. Now, we're all set. Take your seats at the end of the table here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll press the plunger down on the electric toaster now, and George Jessel, the human toastmaster, is ready to start the speech. When the toast pops up, Miss Miller is on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Jessel.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I stand here at this microphone and look at your faces, I'm reminded of a dinner that I spoke at which there were a lot of cattle present. And the thought came to me as I looked out at this audience of what beauty there is in the heifer, the Angus, and the Holstein.
Well, unaccustomed as I am to public
The Holstein, he left off with the Holstein, so you continue from... Yeah, so you continue with the Holstein.
That's a cow, you know, that has no anniversary.
Well, I'm in favor of it. Well, it is very hard to make a speech, as I'm unprepared for a speech at this time. But the Holstein cow is a very good cow.
And I want to say that. Never has a woman done more for her country than Mrs. Miller did. You know, there are some people whose outward personality perhaps doesn't bring forth any charm. There are some men who have a spirit that when we look at them, we know they're more than flesh and blood. But I can say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that of all the people that I've ever met, Mrs. Miller strikes me as a woman whose destiny has marked to be here 1 year in this great city of Los Angeles. And I want to say further, what's the matter with the toast? And I want to say further.
Oh, it's been gone. It's all
gone. I want to take this opportunity, George, of wishing you the best of everything.
And I want to thank you very, very much, Mrs. Miller. And that reminds me of a song that has been sung by my grandfather, Mr. Al Jolson. California, here I come.
Here we go. I started from...
Open up that golden gate, California, here I
am. Come on out here, folks. Mrs. Miller, how was that kiss from George Jessel? You were marvelous, too. Thank you. That was sensational. Oh, Mrs. Miller, there's an electric toastmaster and prize money waiting for you at the cashier's booth over there, Ms. Miller. And Georgie, you were great, too.
Well, I don't know how good we were, Mrs. Miller, but we used up a lot of toast, okay?
You're
a great sport, and bless you. Bless
you. Thank you.
Hope you have many, many more anniversaries.
in Boston. Thank you very much. You're still the finest toastmaster of them all, Georgie Jessel, and you're tops as a producer, too. What's the new picture you've got on the
fire?
Well,
I'm glad you mentioned that, Ralph. I have a new picture opening on Thanksgiving, starring Miss June Haver and Mark Stevens, called Oh, You Beautiful Doll in Technicolor, and I think it's the best picture I've made. And speaking of beautiful dolls, Ralph, if I may,
yes?
I have a beautiful doll with me tonight.
What?
Yes, I have.
Well, as a rule, I have, you know.
That's why I got the water.
No, but this is my real sweetheart. It's my daughter, Geraldine Jessel, who's celebrating her 8th birthday right today.
Well, bring her out. Come on, Geraldine.
Have a birthday, because we don't celebrate daddies anymore.
Oh.
Well, we don't, darling, because I wouldn't have the strength to blow out the candles.
Well, thanks a million, Geraldine and George Jessel. We hope you'll drop in a Truth of Consequences again.
Wait one second, Gerald, honey, ask Mr. Edwards. You know what I told you.
Hmm?
Come on, ask
him. Oh, no, Daddy.
Of course, go ahead. Ask him. He won't be mad.
All right.
What?
Daddy would like to know, does Daddy get a free Toastmaster?
How do I like that? Not only that, but a big red box of the new Extra Duty does.
That doesn't.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thanks to you, Geraldine and Georgie Jessel. Thanks a million, fella. Oh, very... Oh, he's taking the toaster with him. How do you like that? He's really got it. Thank you, Georgie Jessel. Thank you, Geraldine. In a moment, we hear from our last week's contestant who went to Nome, Alaska to sing to an Eskimo girl. First, here's our extra dozy singers.
There's a new does at your store.
Now the everything soap does even more.
Extra duty formula, that's the clue.
It's extra duty does for you.
Does it get towels white?
They never were so white.
With such safety for colors too.
Extra duty formula, that's the clue.
Does a whiter, cleaner wash for you.
Extra duty does for you.
It's for you, all right. Never before this extra duty formula could you get such whiteness for towels and linens with so much safety for the colors you wash. Remember, only Nudas of all leading wash day soaps has this extra duty formula. Try it. Does everything.
Thank you, Harley Jessel with the Toastmaster walking. Now it's time to hear from Morton Taylor, a young Brooklyn fellow of 23 who appeared on our Truth or Consequences stage last week. And for his consequence, he had to call a girl on the telephone, try to get her to accept a date. And he about fell over when he found out the girl he called was a beautiful Eskimo girl named Kiana White Bear living near the Arctic Circle outside of Nome, Alaska. Now, we've just received word that Morton Taylor of Brooklyn is ready to sing to Kiana White Bear, the Eskimo girl up there. So here we go by remote control, shortwave, and dog sled to Kiana White Bear's icy residence outside of Nome, Alaska, where the next voice you will hear will be that of Morton Taylor, ready to conclude his frigid consequence. Come in, Morton Taylor, through the wind, through the snow, through the ice. Come in and talk to us. We hope. Come in and talk to us. Well, tell me, this just isn't all night, is it? Mrs. Setz, do you want to take over, kid? I mean, here's a good chance for... I'll give the cue once more. If we don't get it, why, we'll pull out. Come in, Morton Taylor, through the wind, through the snow, through the ice. Come in and talk to us. Remember when we couldn't get to Calais, France with a seal? The atmospheric conditions, apparently, ladies and gentlemen, are really going to make it impossible to hear the fellas sing... Baby, it's cold outside. It still costs me money, you know. Whether we get that thing on or not is what breaks my heart. But maybe we can get them on next week. We have 1 minute for this? Good. Gentlemen, a minute and a half. Come in here. Tell me your name, sir.
Pat Moran.
From where?
New York City.
And your name, sir?
Frank Kubitschek from San Francisco.
Mr. Kubitschek from San Francisco. Pat Moran from New York. William Burns of Custer City, Iowa writes, when is it perfectly safe for a lady to argue with a policeman? Truth or consequences? We're a little behind. No. When she is married to him. You haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Did you know that, boys?
Good.
Ready for the consequence?
Yes, sir.
Do you like to fish?
Yes.
You love it? Remember the old bridge you used to fish over?
Yeah.
As a kid? All right. Would you like to go back and fish over the old bridge again?
Bad.
All right, agreed. The only thing, though, is that the bridges we have grown a little bit. Where'd you say you're from? New York.
New York
okay.
City.
You're from New York. You're from San Francisco, Mr. Kubitschek. Well, now, Mr. Moran, we're sending you to the George Washington Bridge in New York City to do a little fishing in the Hudson River. You, Mr. Kubitschek, will go to the San Francisco San Francisco Bay to fish off the Golden Gate Bridge. All right, boys, bring out the equipment here. 5,000 yards of line. Yes, sir, you'll need plenty of line, a harpoon in case you sight a whale, a couple of poles, boots, reels, sinkers, your baits, some minnows, angle worms, everything. Now, both of you gentlemen, be there next week when Truth or Consequences goes on the air. The first one who catches a fish. Yeah, you're in New York, off of the George Washington Bridge. You're off the Golden Gate, fishing from the top. The first one that catches a fish gets a $500 United States saving bond. $100 will go to the one who catches the most. Is that agreed?
That's right.
But there's one other thing you must agree, and that is if you don't catch one, you'll stay there until you do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, do you agree that? All right, tune in next week. Truth and Consequences. Good night, everybody!
What a beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen. Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
Now, a shampoo that conditions your hair. Conditions your hair to beautiful natural softness, natural sheen. It's the New Dream shampoo with beauty conditioner. No other shampoo has this wonderful new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in Gentle New Dream.
Don't just wash your hair. Condition it with New Dream.
The New Dream Shampoo with Beauty Conditioner. Try it.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for Procter & Gamble. Ralph Edwards, Truth or Consequences, same thing from Hollywood.
Yeah, we'll catch that.
And now stay tuned for your hit parade on NBC.